Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have said that they've kind of been watching out for you the last couple years. Why Buffalo? Why were you attracted to the city and this team, knowing that the GM and the head coach have wanted you on this team for the past couple of years?
Yeah, just watching his offense last year from afar, and I used to sit and on my off days on a Tuesday, I'd grab my iPad and I would watch the Buffalo Bills offense on my iPad. The coaches view. And coaches film and just watch the routes that they're running, seeing Josh run around, rip the ball 60 yards down the field, 450 yards down the field. It was just exciting to watch. And it's a reason why, everybody's is starting to talk about the Bills, because they're gaining traction. It's fun to watch. And it's one of the reasons why I joined. And as far as the city, Buffalo is a city, I've been here for 24 hours, and I can tell you I already love the city, because they got down-to-earth people here. They got great people here. My financial advisor, me and him, he's been my financial advisor since 2015. He actually is born and raised here, and he always talks about Buffalo, and me and him just got an amazing relationship. And so, once I got out here and I started to see, okay, everybody's like him, down-to-earth, just cool, solid people. And so, I'm loving it here so far.
Just wait till you get to see the fans in person. It's something like I've never experienced before. It's a college atmosphere for sure. I saw that one of your former teammates, Cole Beasley, posted about you when you agreed to terms coming to Buffalo. He said that you guys are back like you never left. What does it mean to join Cole on this team, knowing that you guys played a couple years or overlapped a couple years at SMU together?
Yeah, I tell you what, God is good, right? To be in this position and it's 12 years later, right? I'm going to my 12th year, and I'm playing with one of my college teammates. Like, what's the coincidence of that, right? And it's just amazing. Me and Cole, I mean, we trained together. We grinded together at SMU. We played in a lot of good games and had a lot of yards together. And to be back together, it means a lot to me. And then, the correlations of even – when he posted the SMU uniforms, the SMU uniforms were similar to the Bills uniforms. And I'm like, well, I guess it's just meant to be. One thing is we all got an objective. Me and Cole were able to take SMU back to a bowl game for the first time in like 30 years in SMU history. And it was just amazing. We played in Hawaii Bowl together. And so, I was riding with a guy, and he told me there's never been a championship in Buffalo. And it literally made my heart smile, because I said, man, I would love to see the faces of these people if we can bring a championship to Buffalo. And if I could accomplish that, man, that'd be amazing. Like, that'd be probably, it's like one of my dreams now, after he told me that. And so to do that with Cole, alongside Cole, that'd be amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
Hey, Emmanuel, how you doing?
How you doing, brother?
Good. Hey, look, last year, we heard that, Buffalo was in consideration, and ultimately you picked New Orleans. Was part of that decision, look, Josh Allen at that point was kind of unproven, and you had a chance to play with Drew Brees. Was that kind of the deciding factor, maybe?
Yeah, that was the deciding factor. Hearing it was probably Drew Brees' last season and seeing what New Orleans was doing, I wanted to be a part of that. And you know, we weren't able to accomplish that. But, you know, here I am now, a year later. Bean was telling me, you know, he's been wanting me. He tried to get me in a trade in Denver. Then he tried to get me last year. But he brought over Stephon. And Diggs had 1,500 yards, had a career year. And here I am now. So we're both together. And, you know, now we got to capitalize on that.
And if I could ask you, can you reflect on your career? You've caught passes from three first ballot Hall of Famers. Just maybe talk about your fortune, your good fortune of having the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I think I've been blessed. I've never been one of those guys just break the bank on my contracts. And in doing that, I've been able to play a long time, and I've been able to play for some great teams and some great organizations because I'm kind of one of those mid-tier guys, even though I look at myself as a mid-tier guy, because I can still give you the same numbers that the big-time guys in terms of APY, average per year, can give you. But I've always stayed right there. I probably wouldn't do it any different because I've been enjoying playing with different quarterbacks and just greatness and being around great players. And this is just the path that God chose for me. But if you definitely look at the quarterbacks, it's Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, you know, went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play with a lot of great players on a lot of great teams. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to working with Josh Allen as well. I was watching his highlights on the plane and on YouTube, and just watching the young guys just blossom just year to year. And so I'm excited about being a part of that process, and you know, trying to get him the best, be the best he could possibly be, and myself to be the best that I could possibly be.
Thank you.
Hey, Emmanuel, Matt Perino here from Syracuse.com. Thanks for taking some time. You mentioned Josh. I'm curious, have you talked to him yet? And what specifically about your game do you think will lend itself to not only helping him, but this offense and kind of coexisting with Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley and what you guys can do as a group?
Yeah, I spoke with Josh. Man, what a great dude. Funny dude. He wants to joke, and he wants to clown around, and truthfully, I'm here for it, right? Because at the end of the day, football is a game created for kids, right? It's a kid's dream. And you know, sometimes in the National Football League, we get away from that. We take it way too serious, and sometimes we just gotta relax and just have fun with it. And that's Josh. And speaking with him, he was just telling me, as a receiver, yeah, he wants to, you know, run the route, you know, properly. But at the end of the day, ultimately, he just wants a receiver that can create separation. And I feel like I can do that. And you know, one thing about my game is I know that I can move inside, I can move outside. You know, I can do a variety of things. And I pride myself on being a great route runner. And so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how Dabo wants to use me. But it's going to be fun regardless, because just watching this, the playbook and the routes that you're running, the different concepts and the different options that we have just based off one route, it's going to be hard for defenses to stop it, you know. And I know that because the offense is so complex, I know I got to spend a lot of time in studying it and understanding it, because, you know, I want to hit the ground running from day one. And you look, we still got four more months maybe until the season. And I'm dedicated to getting in this playbook and showing up to camp ready to roll.
And I want to also ask you, because of your experience, you've been in so many different situations and seen so many things in this league. Brian Daboll's back, Josh Allen in his fourth year, wide receiver coach has been here for a couple years, and Chad Hall. How important has that been over the course of your career when teams have had that kind of continuity?
Truthfully, I don't know. I went to the Super Bowl my first year with the Steelers. I went to the Super Bowl my second year with the Broncos, and I went to the Super Bowl my first year with the Niners. So to me, like I always say, like, it's just got to be a group of dogs, right? A group of dogs. It doesn't matter how it's come together, how long you've been together. The common goal, and it got to be a group of dogs just willing to put it on the line. and willing to do whatever it takes to win a game. And, you know, that's one thing that excited me when I was talking to Cole just about just the team in general. He said, man, we just got a bunch of dogs. And I said, man, you speak of my terminology, because you give me a bunch of dogs and you put me around a bunch of dogs, I feel like I'm a dog too. And that dog mentality is just meaning like I'm going in the game, whatever it takes, however I got to do it, however hard I got to go, whatever it means is I'm trying to win a game and I'm trying to dominate my opponent. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting the guys and, you know, seeing what type of camaraderie we can create and see if we can do something special this year.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, brother.
Hey, Emmanuel, John Worrell with the Associated Press. Good to see you.
Said.
Just when you reflect back, and you kind of touched on it, but when you go back to maybe, you know, 2014, how far off were the Bills on your radar back then, and how quickly do things change?
2014, the Bills were not on my radar. I can't sit up here and tell y'all. I can't lie to you. I wanted to go play for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was hot at the time, and I wanted to go play with Peyton and do something special. And we were able to win a Super Bowl in 15. I felt like we should have won it in 14 and in 15, truthfully, but we were able to get one up out of it. And, you know, the Bills organization, I still remember, though, coming to play versus the Bills and just looking around and being like, man, these fans, like, they still love their team, even though they're not that good. Like, they're going hard for their team. And then you fast forward to, like, 2018, 2019, you go on social media and it's, like, the Bills Mafia slamming on tables and our boy sending me all these videos. Man, check out what they doing in Buffalo, man. These fans are going crazy. And my best friend, his name is Rico. Yo, he's, like the Bills Mafia has literally converted him into a Bills fan just by how they go about their game days, slamming on the tables, having a good time. He used to send me so many videos of Bill Mafia, and then I'm part of Bill. I'm sure he's gonna come out to the game and want to do the whole tailgating experience, if COVID allows. But definitely, just extremely, proud of how the Buffalo Bills organization come. I know about the history and the four Super Bowls and everything, and I'm excited. You know, I was just telling the equipment staff, I said, I think Buffalo got the best jerseys and the best colors to me. I love the way these colors pop, maybe because it reminds me of SMU, or maybe I'm biased, but I'm loving this blue right now.
And when it comes to what Stephon did last year and what Cole and John Brown did the year before, how much does it make it easier for receivers to say, shoot, this is good?
Oh, 100%. You know, you see a guy like Stephon Diggs, who I've already known was just really good, just a great receiver. Because you saw what he did in Minnesota, to come over and have the type of year and the type of routes he was running and the type of fun. Because I follow him on Instagram, the type of fun he looked like he was having, just had a great year in general. Who wouldn't want to be a part of it? So I'm happy to be a part of that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Manuel, this is Josh Reed with the CBS station here in Buffalo. Welcome to town. Just kind of wanted to ask you, when you say you watched a lot of Bills offense on film on your off days, was there a certain thing that kind of jumped out to you about Josh Allen, in particular this year when he made that leap from year two to year three? Was there something that you went, all right, I didn't know he was like that?
Yeah. I could go back to several games where I was like, man, look, Josh Allen and the way that he goes about it, he's just not the typical stand in the pocket deliverer. Like, it's fun to watch, like, that Patrick Mahomes type, Russell Wilson type. Like, you never know. Like, the play is never over, right? And I think that's the way that the NFL is starting to go. Like, you have to have some type of dynamic ability about you in terms of how you escape the pocket and how you can deliver and throw the ball. And so playing with a quarterback like that, it reminds me of like Big Ben type. When I play with Ben, like playing with Ben, like even though you come out of your route and the ball may not be there, stay on the move because you never know. You have to find him, keep your eyes ready, locked on the quarterback, and be ready to sometimes that scramble drill. And so one thing that I know is playing against Kyler Murray and Ben Roethlisberger and of the past and Russell Wilson's and the Patrick Mahomes is that drives the other team and the defensive coordinator crazy when they think that they have a guy and he escapes and launches the ball down 25 yards for a first down. It drives you nuts. And so for a guy like that to for me to be on a team with a guy like that, that's special. And so I'm looking forward to it.
You've played for some really smart offensive minds, most recently Sean Payton. Have you had a chance to talk to Brian Daboll at all? How interested are you into trying to, you know, as you go along, picking his mind on how he does things?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of speaking with him last night, and we sat up and talked ball for about an hour. And we talked ball for probably about 20 minutes, and we talked about life about 40 minutes. And I love that dude already. He keeps it real. He keeps it 100 with me. He told me about his background. I told him about my background. We just got a feel for each other. He's one of those guys that I know that I'm going to look forward to playing for. And then after he told me the story and we talked and we got to know each other, then we broke down the X's and O's, and I was really blown away by just how he's taking this offense and put certain things and certain routes, certain different type of ways and certain option routes and different stuff. And the way that he uses B's and the way that he uses digs and the way that he uses Joshy. Right. And, you know, that's what really got me excited. Just working for a guy like that.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ashley Holder. I'm one of the reporters here with Channel 2. So happy belated birthday. I mean, this probably had to be a decent birthday gift for you, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good day.
So what's it say just about being in this organization? Like you said, for the last couple of years, they've been trying to get you here, and now that process has finally happened. You know, what's it just say about how persistent that they were on you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I told Bean yesterday, it's all a part of God's plan, right? You never know how it'll work out, right? You never know how it'll work out. But, you know, I'm just happy it worked out, you know. And I'm happy to be here. I feel like, you know, in my head, everything happens for a reason. And so the time is now. The time is now for me to be here. You know, I mean, the time obviously wasn't the two or three times they tried to get me here, but now that I'm here, I am going to be that player that they expect me to be. And I can say that because I know that, you know, right when I get touchdown in Denver, I'm going back straight to the weight room, straight to the football field, straight to the jug machine. And I'm going to let my work speak for itself. And I'm just going to work my butt off and, try to become the best player that I could possibly be. So when I showed up on Sunday, Bills Mafia is excited. We're making plays. I'm catching touchdowns. Diggs catching touchdowns. B's. Everybody's just balling and having a good time. We're winning games. And so ultimately, that's my dream out here.
You've been also credited to working with a lot of young receivers. What are your thoughts kind of on guys like Gabe Davis right now, if you've been able to watch him a little bit?
Yeah, so I was watching Josh Allen's highlights, like I said, on YouTube. And, you know, I keep seeing his number 13 pop up. I just keep seeing him popping up. One thing that I noticed is strong hands. He's catching everything with his hands. He's snatching a ball with his hands. He just keeps popping up. And I said, man, and Buffalo got a little young guy out there who's making some plays and made some noise last year. And so, you know, I'm excited to play with a young guy like that. For me, like, when you get a young guy like that that's making plays, that's contributing to the team, that's big because you never know. You never know what might happen during the season. You never know who might have to step up at any moment. And so when you have a player like that who, when you know on the field, can make plays, that makes the team better. And so I'm looking forward to working with him. Hopefully, you know, anything that he needs from me, I've always been that kind of veteran guy that anytime the young guys need anything from me, I'm here for them. Whether it's off the field situations, financial situations, you know, I'm going on my 12th year, right? And so there's not too many things I haven't seen in this league or done in this league. And so I'm I'm always here for the young guys, and I'm just here for anybody in general.
All right, thanks. Congrats as well.
All right, thank you.
Quick question. Do you still have your podcast?
No. So that was uninterrupted. It was just called 17 Weeks. But who knows? I might bring it back.
I got you.
We'll see.
What's going on, Emmanuel? My name's Marcel Louis Jacques. I'm the ESPN reporter out here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm great, man. I'm great. The sun is out. You'll learn. This is a nice treat in March. Don't get used to it. It's a nice treat.
Oh, yeah.
You said you've obviously enjoyed pretty instant success with most teams that you've been on, and that the common factor is that you just got to have a roster or a locker room full of dogs. But as the new guy coming in, what do you think the most critical, I guess, action you can do in order to integrate yourself into a locker room and into a team's culture?
The most critical action I can do is just be myself, right? And it's my third team in 2 years, and I'm not going to come in and try to do nothing but be myself. And I'm kind of a to myself type of person, but if you walk up and talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. And, when I hit the practice field, I go hard. I try to practice as hard as I can because I'm a big believer in it. You play how you practice. And so I treat the practices just like games. And, I just try to lead through my actions and how I go about my business. And I've always done that. And so for me to come in, if I see a situation that I feel like that can help us, or a situation that's going to hurt us, I'm just going to be me and handle it in the right way to try to, because ultimately at the end of the day, like I'm here to try to win a Super Bowl, just like every team in the NFL is trying to win a Super Bowl. Right. And we have to gel and we have to mold that. And I feel like they've already have that type of player. They were in the AFC Championship last year. So I'm not going to be, you know what I mean? Like, this already a great organization. They already have everything. But for me, like, I just want to come in and just bring positive energy for once. Bring my work ethic, which, man, just hearing from the strength coach, they've already had that. And so for me, I just want to incorporate and just fit in. Right. And just being me. Right. And I feel like, we'll be able to do that. I'll be able to do that.
And you say, you go hard at practice. How much are you looking forward to one-on-ones against a guy like Tre'Davious White?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm a big believer in iron sharpening iron. All right. And so we'll both make each other better. I remember 15, I had Aqib Talib and Chris Harris and all those guys. And we were able to accomplish something special because those training camp practices, those were intense. We were working. Everybody hated losing. And truthfully, we were going at each other. And next thing you know, you get in a game, and it's easy in a game because we went so hard during training camp. And so just hearing from Diggs and Tre'Davious battles, how they go about their business, they were able to sharpen each other's tools and both, had all-pro years, right? And so that's what it's about, iron sharpening iron. And so I'm looking forward to those battles. But I'm also looking forward to me sitting on the sideline knowing that I done battled them or even, the opposite side corner, knowing that we done battled, and knowing that now on Sunday when those guys catch an interception or those guys, get a pass deflection, to know that, all right, we helped each other get to that level, right? And so ultimately it's a team.
It's a two-way street, right?
Yep.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Welcome to Buffalo.
All right, bro.
Hi, Emmanuel. Nice to meet you. I'm Dante Lasting with Bills.com. How does it feel to be on a team with a bunch of selfless players with one goal in mind, which is to win?
Man, it feels good. It feels good. I think I'm just excited to be a Buffalo Bill. I'm looking in the background. I see the Buffalo. I see the blue. It reminds me, like I said, of it's something about that red and blue, man. I want the SMU and to have Cole, in the same receiver room as me, to have, a great offensive coordinator, a great quarterback, and Bills Mafia, great fan base. It's a blessing. And I definitely can't take it for granted.
Definitely. Well, the jacket looks good on you. And I don't know how much you've talked with Sean McDermott so far, but what are your initial impressions of him?
Yeah, I talked with McDermott last night, and me and him talked for probably about 10, 15 minutes. And, you know, it really wasn't about no X's and O's. It was about, you know, me, you know, he asked me, you know, my upbringing and just talking life. And then Bean was in the room as well. Me and Bean were talking. It was just good vibes. It was very, like, extremely great vibes. And I remember getting back to my hotel saying, man, I like it here. I like the people that I met. And then I got in here today and even more people, better people. Not saying that they're better than Bean or anything, just great people in general. Just walking around or just being at the Marriott where I'm at, and just seeing how the people are there. Everybody, welcome to Buffalo, and everybody's telling me happy birthday. It was just amazing energy.
Definitely. Well, thank you, and nice to meet you.
All right, nice to meet you.
Manuel Sanders, Mookie Hawkins, Wolfo Sports 1080. Welcome to Buffalo, big guy.
Thank you, brother.
Dealing with all this added weaponry, you got Dawson Knox, Gabe Davis, Cole Beasley, Stephon Diggs. With your added skill set, do you think Josh Allen has the potential to have a 5,000-yard season?
I hope we can throw for 10,000.
Right.
We can throw to 10,000. To me, I always say the sky's the limit. But the sky is only a limit based off the work ethic that you put in. And if we got a lot of guys willing to put the work in, willing to come together, and the chemistry is right, the sky is the limit. But if you look on paper, I mean, there's no reason to say why we couldn't, right? Why not us? And you know, that's always going to be a lingo. Why not us? And why can't this be our year, right? And so I'm looking forward to that.
And just speaking with that, I spoke with your guy DB last night, and he told me that, you know, you was really excited about Buffalo. You was really excited about this offense. You haven't been really this excited since playing with Peyton Manning back in Denver. So with your experience with those first ballot Hall of Famers, how would you use that experience with those quarterbacks to help a young up and coming elite quarterback in Josh Allen?
I think Josh got all the tools. I think just hearing about just how he is, how he goes about his business, I can hear a lot of similarities now. But until I see it in person, you know, I can't really have an opinion on it. But just based off just his stats last year and the way that he was dissecting defenses and handling his business, if he stay on path, he's going to have one hell of a career. And I'm excited to be a part of it, a part of the process. And a part of, you know, to be able to grow with him and be in this offense with him and play alongside him in this year and see what we can accomplish.
Absolutely, man. Hey, before I let you go, one quick question. Blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch, man. Blue cheese is disgusting. Blue cheese tastes like spoiled milk. I can't eat blue cheese.